Welcome to She Grows.
We're here to walk through topics that we all deal with in everyday life.
I'm Danielle Doss.
And I'm Jen Matthews.
And we are here to arm you with the hope and peace that comes straight from the gospel.
We're going to leave out the fluff and chase down the truth.
So whether you're driving, doing laundry, working out, we hope you find truth and encouragement.
Let's grow together. Danielle, we are talking about a really cool topic today that I'm excited about. It's one that I think has been really important to us for a long time. And what's really cool about it today specifically is that it's one that one of our friends of She has recommended. We love getting topics that you guys really want to hear about.
Yeah, I think it's good to hear because if you're thinking about it, odds are somebody else is thinking about it.
It's true.
And so help us help you. And because it does something for us to know where like the heartbeat is for what's happening in your lives. But also like the Lord uses even this time in the prep to better grow us.
Yeah. So we keep a running list of ones people recommend to us. And then when we go to plan our content and just, you know, as the Lord directs, just the way it's going, we'll go, oh, that one's perfect here. And then it pops in when it's supposed to. And it's really cool knowing that you guys had a hand in it.
Yeah. So thank you for suggesting and keep those suggestions coming.
Yes, please. Yeah. But today we are talking about the armor of God. And this is super important because we know we have an enemy. We know we're called to battle and it's really dang good to know we're not just hanging out there by ourselves.
Yeah. And I think anytime you say the term like spiritual warfare, we kind of want to shriek and be like, no, thank you. abort.
Yep.
But this is the empowerment that Paul gives us. To be able to be on guard 100%. Against the enemy.
Yes. And all of it's found in Ephesians. And Danielle, why don't you read for us the lengthy but perfectly worth the time scripture passage. It's so good.
Okay, I'll start. It's chapter 6, verse 10. It says, a final word, Paul saying, be strong in the Lord and in his mighty power. Put on all of God's armor so that you will be able to stand against all strategies of the devil. For we are not fighting against flesh and blood enemies, but against evil rulers and authorities in the unseen world, against mighty powers in this dark world, and against evil spirits in the heavenly places. Therefore, put on every piece of God's armor so that you will be able to resist the enemy in the time of evil. Then after the battle, you will be standing firm. Stand your ground, putting on the belt of truth and the body armor of God's righteousness. For shoes, put on the peace that comes from the good news so that you will be fully prepared. In addition to all of these, hold up the shield of faith and stop the fiery arrows of the devil. Put on the salvation as your helmet and take the sword of the Spirit, which is your word of God. Praying in the Spirit at all times on every occasion. Stay alert. Be persistent in your prayers for all believers everywhere. And pray for me too. Ask God to give me the right word so I can boldly explain God's mysterious plan that the good news is for Jews and Gentiles alike. I'm in chains now, still preaching this message as God's ambassador. So pray that I will keep on speaking boldly for him as I should. Oh,
it's so good. There's so much packed into that. It's 10 verses and it is just jam-packed.
Yeah, jam-packed. And like he said, whenever I read like final word, like put on, like stand firm.
Stand
like
it's firm, got, girl. Got that.
Come on, girl. Gird those loins.
Oh my gosh, I love it.
Yeah.
This is a very empowering scripture passage because it's like your enemy's named in the beginning and then you're not left hanging.
Yeah.
The enemy is one that it can be harder for us to wrap our head around, but this scripture is important to wrap your head around because when you're fighting something unseen, you can be likely to just pretend it's not there, pretend it's not happening.
Yeah.
That's right. I love this quote that I saw in a book. It's this book called The Bible from 30,000 Feet. But it just says, regardless of your political or philosophical thoughts about war, you cannot be a spiritual pacifist or you will fall. Because the truth is, the devil is just still there.
Yeah.
The fight is just still there.
That's right.
So pretending like it's not there doesn't help.
Yeah, that's right.
You avoid it.
no, I'm just going to close my eyes and everything's fine. But the truth is that we've all seen evidence of the invisible world of both good and evil.
Yeah.
And if we're being really honest, we've all gone into battle without pieces of the armor.
Yeah. And that's true.
And we've seen the cost of what that can do.
Yeah.
And I wanted to read this because I think it's just a good reminder of who we're going to fight against.
Yeah.
It's in 2 Corinthians 4:4. It says, Satan, who is the god of this world, has blinded the minds of those who don't believe. They are unable to see the glorious light of the good news. They don't understand this message about the glory of Christ, which is exact likeness of God. And so we're going against an enemy who schemes, who blinds, who at all cost, steal, kill, destroy. That's his plan.
Yeah.
Because we are going against something that he can never have part of.
Yeah.
And it's important to know who you're fighting against.
Well, and it's one of those things. I'm not someone to claim a devil around every corner. You sure. know, like some people are like, oh, the devil did it. Oh, the devil, you know, but the truth is he's yeah, around sure. a whole lot of corners.
Sure.
Yeah. And while I think once upon a time in our life, it was like, okay, stop blaming it all on the devil. Now, I feel like people are so maybe spiritually, I don't mean this ugly, but ignorant that, hey, wake up, bro. That really is the devil. That really mm-hmm. is the enemy yeah. that's coming against you. And it might be time to wake up and say that again. Like,
yeah, that's so
hey, guys,
good.
It's the enemy.
Because
he's there.
Genuinely, you could be doing something in the name of the Lord and somebody come and say something against you and it gets all up in your bones.
Mm-hmm.
And truthfully, let's be honest, that is not against flesh to flesh.
Yeah.
There is an enemy who is out to cause any sort of division
yeah.
to stop what the Lord has for you. And when yep. you recognize that and you can see it, then all of a sudden you're able to squash what you may be feeling. And then you're on this, oh, no, this is an attack mode. And I'm going to start praying that through.
Yes.
As opposed to sitting and sulking and and allowing for things to get into your bones that should never be there.
Yeah.
Then well, go ahead.
I was just going to say, like, one thing I feel like this is, I guess, a little tangent, so I'm sorry I interrupted you.
No, you're fine.
But one thing I feel like that is unnamed that so many people are fighting, maybe unknown, is like discouragement.
Sure.
And it's got this heartbeat of comparison in it. And it's like so many people walking around not in their purpose going, well, I'm just not good enough for that, or nobody likes me, or nobody's in my community, or nobody. And sister,
yeah.
that is none of that's like that is a fight, like because that is your mind, that is your thoughts, that is your heart.
Absolutely.
And that's what the enemy's going to come against. Like,
well, and it's really hard. OK, let's just think practically. If you're signing up for the military and you're wearing the armor, mm-hmm. right? You're not going to forget you're in the military and you're wearing the armor.
Yeah. Like,
the reminder's there. You know who you are. You
yeah.
know who you're battling against. You know whose team you're on.
Yeah.
So if you are already in that mindset that, one, the Lord has given us the armor.
Right.
It is his.
Mm-hmm.
And also, we don't have to put it on alone.
Mm-hmm.
That we have the gift of the Holy Spirit to be yeah. able to help equip us in that.
Yeah.
So let's kind of chat through the different pieces.
Let's do it. So, because he talks through all of our protection and then our one weapon.
Yeah.
So let's talk through our protection.
Yeah, I love it. Okay, so the belt of truth.
The belt of truth. Mine has a really big cowboy buckle on it.
A belt buckle. Okay. I'm envisioning some sort of like rhinestone. There's some fringe somewhere.
Look, I have this this belt I got from the thrift store a million years ago. It's like those old cowboy kind, you know, when they used to burn your name on the back.
Oh, yeah.
And it says shadow. It's my favorite thing on the planet. Like, shadow. I'm like, what old man used to have this belt? Like, I love this. It's so good.
I love it.
Likely not what he's talking about
yeah,
here, but.
Yeah, but let's talk about the importance of a belt.
Yeah, let's do. So the belt of truth goes around yeah. your core, strengthening yeah. your core.
Yeah, that's good.
And when I think about literally the symbolism in all this and thinking about the core of you, the mm-hmm. core of your faith, the core, the thing that makes up the mm-hmm. center of you has got to be filtered through truth.
Yeah.
I mean, it makes so much sense. Way to go, Paul.
Yeah. And you think about just practicality.
Yeah.
I mean, I know in 2024, that's what year we're in. Yes. I think belts are starting to make a comeback.
They are.
I've noticed
I'm so
a
glad.
Thing. I've got some coming.
Ish.
So, yes.
Glad-ish.
But back in the day, you're not wearing a belt. Guess what's happening? You're losing all your pieces. You're falling apart. It's literally there to hold everything together.
Yeah.
And that is the belt of truth. Like, it, you're holding it together.
That's true. I think guys still wear them for the correct reason. Yeah.
For the style.
You ask a fella.
Yeah.
I can be like, no, my pants are falling down.
Yeah. Yeah. Exactly. Well, and okay. Yeah. But some people still need to wear belts. If it's not even, just wear the belt. It's fine. It helps hold it all together.
Hold it all together.
But that's what happens. Like, if you believe in a lie, or if you are a part of a lie, mm-hmm. or whatever, like, it's going to unravel. Things are going to fall apart.
Yeah.
And knowing the truth and speaking the truth.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm not talking like your truth is your truth, my truth is my truth. Like, you know, we're going on the, what does God say? What does his word say?
Exactly. Well, that's what I was about to say, was that, you know, some of us, specifically if you have suffered church hurt, or if you are experiencing it currently, or think, hey, church is weird, chances are you have been taught something that's potentially not in the Bible, like something that you have to be aware of all the time. I mean, we talk about knowing your word nonstop, but it's because sometimes what is forced on us as religion isn't in the Bible anyways. In fact, there's places in the New Testament where Jesus would get on to like the Pharisees and stuff, because he's like, that ain't what it's about. Mm-hmm. You know, he's like, that's not it.
Mm-hmm.
And we do the same thing now. So knowing the truth, which is the word of God, mm-hmm. is the only way to be protected, because you can't just make up crap and go, sure, well, all right, that's what I was. Somebody told me this. I saw on Facebook that... That ain't it.
If she said it, it must be true.
Uh-huh.
If the World Wide Web said it.
I gotta say, you know, Brandon, my husband, used me as sermon fodder recently about believing it was.
What did you just say? Sermon what?
Fodder. Like, basically being thrown under the bus.
Oh, okay. Gotcha.
Like, content.
Yeah.
Making fun of me for believing a Facebook article a million years ago.
Oh.
And I never have since, because I felt like such an idiot. But it was just so good. If it was true, I would have just been so excited.
Oh, I think we've all done that.
But maybe he not. Recently, it was just everything I needed. He sent me this article about them turning a local mall that has been shut down into an aquarium here
in
Birmingham.
And Stop it. It was on April Fool's Day.
On April. I was like, I said, baby, why don't you read to the bottom?
You can't read anything on April Fool's Day and believe it.
I was like, oh, this is so good. Oh, you can never tell my story again. It felt so good.
I don't think that you get that opportunity often with him. So that probably felt real dang good.
It felt real good. Now you know too.
That's good.
It was so good. But like, that's the deal. Like, you just kind of go, oh, wow, I feel foolish out here. And think about being in the middle of a dang battle.
Yeah.
And you're like, oh, as it turns out, that's not something I have on my side. Like, or I'm doing this wrong, or I'm not.
Sure.
You know, you don't want to be caught with your pants down in the middle of a battle.
No.
You want to be properly equipped and properly protected. And it's all going to be filtered through the
belt
of truth.
Well, scripture says that Satan is the father of lies.
Mm-hmm.
And so when you're combating the father of lies, you have to know the truth.
And the only way to spot counterfeit is by knowing the truth. Mm-hmm. That's the only way you're going to have a red flag.
Yeah.
How you sharpen that discernment is knowing truth.
Yeah, that's so good. All right.
The next part of the outfit. Of course.
Breastplate of righteousness.
Breastplate of righteousness.
Yes. It just feels
body
like
armor.
You got to say it.
I know. It's like, breastplate. <I don't know. laughs> That was weird. I regret it. That's fine. So the breastplate, I mean, what's it mainly covering? Your heart.
Yeah.
Like,
all
it's
those,
covering
all
your heart.
All those vulnerable organs.
Yes.
Mainly, yes, your heart.
Yeah.
Yeah. I thought it was interesting about, and I thought about this as I was watching my son do something this morning as he was getting ready.
Mm-hmm.
You know, if you're holding the breastplate of righteousness, you're like, you've got this whole piece in front of you.
Yeah.
If you turn your back, you're not getting any sort of protection.
Yeah.
You have to go straight on into
it. That's true.
And so, like, it's not going to do us any good if we're just retreating and we're turning away, knowing that we have this protection that's already been given to us.
Yeah.
And what is this protection? It's of righteousness. It's something that we don't even put on ourselves. It's strictly coming from Jesus.
That's it. It's 100% his and not ours at all, which is what's so cool, because to know that any of it with that, I don't know, to have to draw that from ourselves.
Right.
Bleh.
Right. Yeah,
I mean, in Isaiah 61:10, this was my mild distraction here, was trying to find my scripture. Isaiah 61:10, it's just rejoicing in that very thing. I will greatly rejoice in the Lord. My soul shall exalt in my God, for he has clothed me with garments of salvation, and he has covered me with a robe of righteousness. And Jesus did that. Mm. Like, God did that. Like, he has covered me with a robe of righteousness. And to know that this comes from him, it's his righteousness and not our righteousness, because we are not righteous.
That's right.
Like, so I feel like a lot of us will live very conscious of sin. Am I sinning or am I not? Am I doing right? Am I not? But not live so much conscious of righteousness.
Yeah, that's so good.
We've just got to constantly be aware of who we are in Christ and take on his righteousness. Because when we are saved, like, I almost feel like this should have come after the helmet of salvation. So we could have talked about that first.
Yeah.
But like, whatever, Bible. Okay. We'll talk about this one first. But like, because of salvation, we take on his righteousness.
That's right.
And that's why it is, why it says to put on all the pieces. Like, regardless of the order we talk about of him, you still got to put on all the pieces, because one is not one without the other.
I'm glad that you said that. I thought that same thing. Like, it's not going to do us any good if we go out to battle without this huge piece of protection.
Yeah.
That's going to cover the most vulnerable parts of us.
Yeah. I can't think of one piece that I'm like, if I had to leave one at home. Nah. Nah. None of them.
Oh, it's funny. You said something, and it says, it made me think of the scripture in 1 John chapter 1, verse 9. It says, but if we confess our sins to him, he is faithful and just to forgive us of our sins. Mm-hmm. And to cleanse us from all wickedness. And so when we're thinking about how, if we're trying to come at any place of righteousness in our own strength or our own muster or whatever, like, this is it. We know that it is only through Christ that we're able to hold this up and let him cover you, because that's what it is. It's his covering.
Yep.
It's that godly character. We're not doing something to be good and faithful. It's because of what he's done for us that we are good and faithful.
Yeah.
To honor him.
It's true.
Yeah.
It's true.
Shoes.
My favorite part of the outfit.
I was trying to think of my favorite part, and I don't know. I think it's hard whenever you know that they all mean so much, and it's like, no, can't go without that.
No, this would just be my favorite part to pick out.
Like, accessory wise.
I won't need all these pieces.
Yeah.
But when I think about shoes and the gospel of peace, it makes me think of a couple things. For one, it makes me think of being able to walk like Christ. Like, when you're walking with the gospel, you're walking like, but then I think about how, you know, like Jesus riding in on a donkey, and that was him when he, oh, that was a random sentence, but
I can't wait to see mind. That in the transcript.
when Jesus rose in, you know, before he was crucified, when he goes into Jerusalem, he comes in on a donkey, and most kings would have come in on a horse, but apparently, from what I understand, coming in on a horse means you're coming for war. Coming in on a donkey means you're coming in for peace. And when I read this and I'm thinking about walking in peace in the gospel, like bringing the good news of Christ in peace, I think about the scriptures that talk about letting our speech be gracious and seasoned with salt. Like, we're coming and we're bringing the gospel with every step we take, but we're not coming to declare war. We're coming to declare peace. Like, I don't...
That's good.
It's just the picture it kind of brings to my head.
Yeah. Well, I think about shoes, just practicality, you know, how I was thinking about the belt, the shoes, like they're allowing for you to go further without having any damage to your feet. Like, you're able to go the distance, longer places because you have that. Mm-hmm. And let's be honest, we're in a world that Jesus knew that we're going to have the gospel of peace. Like, we need that peace. We're not operating it from a place of fear, which we know is opposite of peace. But that we're able to go and because of that piece, bridge gaps or self-hopelessness, or maybe like just be able to be at the ready, like it says, to be able to share the good news.
Yeah. Well, and that's what I love, that just the readiness. It says, in the ESV, which is what I read out of, says having put on the readiness given by the gospel of peace. Mm-hmm. The NLT says so that you will be fully prepared. And when I just think about, yeah, even when we were trying to think about what we could possibly not want on, I was like, well, I guess the shoes are the only, I was like, no, ow, ow. Yeah. Like, think about every little rock use. I was like, no, heck no.
Yeah, no.
Got to have my shoes.
Oh, have you ever walked through like a riverbed or something?
Oh, and recently tried walked to through just gravel.
Mm-mm.
My dad was like, what are you doing? I'm like, I don't know, it hurts.
And you can't. You're like, please, somebody come pick me up and carry me.
I was like, carry me. It's awful.
Yeah.
And so they make you ready. Yeah. And I get, you're right. Like, it's walking like Christ. It's going the distance. It's going farther. It's being able to, okay, look, in ministry, I know everybody listening is not in ministry, but I think of it through that lens. You think of it as our walk with Christ just is a lifelong thing. Mm-hmm. What I pray for, whether I'm in the ministry for the rest of my life or not, it's going to be longevity.
Sure.
I want to be found faithful in the end. Mm-hmm. I don't want to say that this is a 5-year career of mine. Like,
right.
I'm saying Christianity as career following Jesus. Like, that ain't the goal, is to let's give it a good go. It's I want to be found faithful in the end. And you got to have some dang good shoes for that.
That's right. I think if there's one thing that we have ever, without even saying it, it's been the encouragement for always is to go the distance.
Yeah.
And I came across something not long ago, and I shared with you about this woman who was like 81 or maybe 91 on the Bible, and she's reading, and the guy next to her says, you know, something about like, tell me what you're reading. And she just says, I've just learned, like, the even now, I love the Word of God more this day than I have my whole life. And I just think that's the goal.
That's like the goal.
The longevity to be able to go and share the gospel of peace.
Mm-hmm.
I won't go into the whole story, but it did remind me of the time, because you think, well, why would I need to be at the ready to share the gospel of peace? But that's how it works sometimes. It's like the Holy Spirit will whisper something. Mm-hmm. And there's a scripture in Acts, it's in Acts 8, that Philip is on the way and an angel of the Lord says to him, go south, and he gives him some instructions. And he comes across this eunuch, and the eunuch loves the Lord, but is trying to read the scripture. And and Philip goes in and says, do you know what you're reading? He said, well, how can I?
Yeah.
And so Philip gives him the gospel at that point.
That's good.
And on the way, he said, well, where can I be baptized at? And that happens to this day.
Yeah.
So for us to be at the ready, just that's the so same. Good. Gosh, that fired me up when I came across that. I was like, yes.
That's good. And I'm gonna give a little bit of a spoiler right now for you know, we are coming up on our April gathering for She, and one piece of merch that we're gonna launch that you haven't seen yet, but you'll see soon. But it's a trucker hat, and it just on the front of it says your direction is more important than your speed. Mm-hmm. And when I think about that quote, I have so many different feelings, but one of them is this. One of them is like, as long as you keep going, I don't care if you read the whole Bible this year, but just keep going.
That's right.
I don't care if you worship through every single worship song you can find this week, but do something, just keep going. It's that longevity aspect. It's the just keep walking, just keep doing and be found faithful in the end.
Right. That's right.
Thanks for listening today.
We hope you feel encouraged and stronger in your faith because of these conversations.
We love our community of women and would love to see it grow. Can you do us a favor and share the podcast with one friend today that you know would love it?
And if you're feeling a little extra sparkle today, give us a quick rating and review.
Have a great rest of your day.
And until next time,
keep growing.